Coming from somebody who's technically a TikTok famous teacher, I thought that it was common sense that we shouldn't be communicating with our students outside of school-approved platforms like email or the Remind app or Parent Square or whatever of those like text apps that schools approve to contact home. I thought that was common sense, but apparently it's not for a lot of adults, and for a lot of students as well, they don't realize that that's inappropriate behavior. The reason that I don't want to call myself a good teacher, I think I'm a good teacher, but like the reason I am a safe adult, let's call it a safe adult. The reason I am a safe adult, of course I'm here to teach and to nurture and to make students feel safe and respected and trusted and blah, 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 blah. But the common denominator that holds all of those traits, the platform that those good teacher traits, good traits rest upon, are the boundaries that I have with my students. This and that makes a safe adult. And I just had to have a conversation with my class today because I have students that follow me on this app. I have a public platform. I can't control that. That's fine. My choice, though, as the adult, is to not engage with them also, to not follow them back. Don't respond to their comments. Don't reply to their comments. If they DM me, I'm deleting it. I'm not reading it or responding to it. You know what I mean? That's my job. That's my choice. I get to make the choice to keep the relationship safe. So I get a lot of students that are like, oh, your video was so funny yesterday. Thanks. Did you see the post I tagged you in? No. Why didn't you reply to my comment? That's when the conversation starts. Why didn't you reply to my comment? I have other teachers from my old school that follow me on Instagram. Why? I have teachers that follow my Instagram. Why? Why? What do they need from you? And so I have conversations. This is a long video, I'm sorry. But I have conversations with students where I'm like, you realize that no adult should be interacting with you outside of school grounds in a way that's not related to you being a student. There should not be an adult teacher swiping up on your Instagram stories or liking your things on social media, unless it's like a school social media thing, like, and you're like, there's different things, I get it sometimes, but like, no adult, your boss, your teacher, a really, like, an older coworker, they should not be seeking a relationship with you that goes beyond the bounds of why you interact with each other in the first place. In this case, it's a teacher-student relationship, school environment. If you need to talk, email me. Email me. That's it. We don't need to be communicating outside of that ever. Ever. And if that doesn't register in your brain as the adult as why that's inappropriate and why you need to have that boundary, choose a different career. And if that doesn't register in your brain as to why that's inappropriate, if you're a teenager or a minor or a student right now, think about maybe why you think that's normal. And maybe there are adults that have not been so safe to you and have set a standard in your mind that you need to reassess and reshift so that moving forward, you protect yourself and your boundaries better. Not in a blaming way, but in a just think better for yourself in the future. Just like when we're in a dangerous situation and we need to know our exit strategies, you need to be able to identify who's a safe adult in your life and who might not be the best person to be interacting with. That's my I'm pissed off rant. Because I just know so many adults that are unsafe for kids, and I know so many kids that don't see it, and that's frustrating. And especially with somebody with this platform, being a safe adult is a very important thing. So those are my thoughts. Let me know.